College students are moving in, and classes begin tomorrow at many local colleges. It includes Harvard, where first-year students have already had to take a new class that could influence their lives in college and beyond. For the first time, Harvard is requiring all new students take an online course about sleep health before they arrive. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg reports.
At a wellness fair called Happy Healthy Harvard, new students learn about nutrition, exercise, study habits, and then there's the table manned by Raymond So, a sophomore from Silicon Valley. So is handing out big plastic bags full of eye shades and soft earplugs to help freshmen sleep better. And he's asking them to fill out a survey about Sleep 101, the online interactive course that the entire class of 2022 was required to take. Research finds that college students tend to sleep too little and too erratically, habits that can affect everything from mental health to athletic and academic performance. So some colleges around the country are starting to offer more sleep education, including courses like Sleep 101.
College students pull all-nighters in order to do great in their exams, and that's kind of the worst thing they can do because memory consolidation is harder, retrieval of information is harder, everything is harder when we're sleep-deprived.
Yes, that's Arianna Huffington, the media celebrity and a champion of good sleep habits, in the video that opens Sleep 101. The course goes on to include practical information on how to optimize sleep and what can get in the way. At Harvard, the impetus to teach better sleep arose from a freshman seminar taught by a leading sleep researcher, Dr. Charles Seisler. He highlights three main factors in healthy sleep.
The first one is making sure that you have enough time for sleep. The second is that that be consistent, and so the timing of sleep is very important as well. And third is the quality of sleep.
Last year, Raymond So was among Seisler's seminar students. For his class project, So approached the undergraduate council about some church bells that ring loudly in the mornings near the freshman dorms on Harvard Yard and often woke him up.
To be honest, my first proposal was to delay the onset of the church bells, but for obvious reasons, for historical and traditional reasons, they said no. So I tempered down my proposal into a sleep education platform, and this is basically where we're at right now.
Still, the university is backing the Sleep 101 course and requiring it for the more than 1,600 students in the class of 2022. Michael Chen from Delaware says he appreciated the pointers it gave him on sleeping instead of cramming for exams and avoiding screens before sleep.
I'm definitely like checking my phone and on my computer before I go to sleep, and trying to put that away about 30 minutes before I actually go to sleep is definitely something I've been trying to do, like just read a book or maybe just write something in my journal or something like that.
But the course is clearly up against a powerful college culture that devalues sleep. Freshman Shivam Saduka from Cambridge.
I think a lot of students who are very like high achieving have this mindset that like the less sleep you get, like the cooler you are. And definitely in college, I don't want to have that mindset, and I don't want to be like feeding into that mindset. And I hope that other kids have also learned that.
That's the kind of shift that Raymond So is hoping to help bring about, away from what can seem like a competition over who can do more and who can function with the least sleep.
I think most people tend to believe that you can't have good grades, a good social life, and a good sleep schedule. But I think through Sleep 101, we emphasize that you can have all three, and it starts with good sleep every night.
My greatest hope is that Sleep 101 is just a first step toward changing culture.
Dr. Seisler, who helped develop Sleep 101, says the students in his seminar looked at various ways that college life can get in the way of healthy sleep, from problem sets that are due at 8 in the morning and so tempt students to work through the night, to very early morning weightlifting sessions for football players.
So my hope is that this will empower students to recognize why sleep is important, and then they'll begin to say, hey, why are these things interfering with my ability to get good quality sleep?
He says one of his seminar students last year argued that sleep is a human right. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Goldberg.